This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Why did Vladimir Putin decide to invade Ukraine? There are many reasons. One that is often ignored is the Afghanistan humiliation. The American military don't want to mention it. They're responsible for much of it. The establishment press doesn't really want to talk about it. That's old news, and the focus is always on the present. In an ideal world, the American military is supposed to act as a deterrent. Dictators and terrorists should think twice before challenging the U.S. military. In the best of all worlds, we would welcome the fact that the military is such a deterrent that we never have to use it. The botched withdrawal from Afghanistan changed all of that. We left behind what some estimate to be $80 billion in military arms and other equipment. We left behind Bagram Air Base after having spent $96 million on two long runways. And don't forget the $1 billion embassy in Kabul. The U.S. packed up and flew out of the country, leaving behind many who deserve to travel with us. An effective military should frighten our enemies and encourage our allies. But does anyone seriously think leaders in other countries will trust us in the future? They may place their trust in us and yet fear that we will merely cut and run whenever the next president thinks it's appropriate. But how much trust do the American people have in the U.S. military? I remember a time not so long ago when Americans often listed the military as one of the most trusted institutions. The latest polls can't find a majority who have great confidence in the military. Generals and admirals seem more intent in rooting out racism or white supremacy in their ranks rather than focusing on protecting freedom here and abroad. Our military is no longer a deterrent. Our enemies don't fear us. Our friends don't trust us. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.